This is Alex Peace of the States Gazette with Johnny Morris, Research Director at Countrywide, after their latest monthly lettings index to March 2017. Johnny, thanks very much for joining me. Key headline from this is that 20% of flats are now managed through a company landlord. I guess the first question is, what's a company landlord?
So by this, we mean homes owned through a corporate envelope or a limited company. So it's landlords that are choosing to buy and own their properties through a company rather than as an individual.
Does this mean landlords, or in some cases some landlords are still managing it themselves, they're merely owning it through the company then? Doesn't mean they're sort of putting it at arm's length
exactly.
Or anything like that.
So this is very much about the ownership structure of the property rather than necessarily how the landlord would manage it day to day. And it's very much a reaction to recent changes in government legislation, particularly the tapering of relief on income tax for mortgage interest payments.
Okay. Well, the next question was going to be, so why is this happening? So does this kind of structuring of ownership make it cheaper for landlords to own their properties then?
In many cases, particularly for higher income tax rate paying landlords, it can, yes. Unfortunately, there's a lot of different factors at play that mean that depending on the financial circumstances of the individual investor and the property, etc., it varies. But broadly, the balance seems to be shifting back towards company ownership being more tax efficient. Now, one of the really interesting things here is that actually the sort of 20% we're talking about today is only 1% higher than it was in 2010. It's actually been falling. Company ownership has been falling in recent years, mainly because of higher stamp duty rates for homes bought by companies and also an annual charge on homes owned by companies.
I guess the key question then is, what does this really mean for renters and for landlords almost? I mean, does it make people less accountable? Does it?
So I think it's obviously the result of government changes to the rental market. And I guess what the sort of takeaway from me here is that the measures from government to try and discourage investment in the rental market, with a sort of perception that if less investors buy rented homes, it'd be better for first-time buyers, isn't necessarily dissuading a huge swathe of investors. It's more changing behavior. So what we're seeing is the increase in likelihood to use a company is coming alongside investors looking for cheaper properties with higher yields and also looking beyond London and the South and in many other cities, sort of a lot of northern cities where, again, yields are better.
Great stuff. Well, Johnny, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.